Welcome to the Awesome Autism Tools Podcast. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years. I love sharing transformational tools that help autistic children and their parents find more harmony and balance in their lives. Today, I want to talk to you about bubbles that I usually see around children on the autism spectrum and how they differ and why grounding and shielding helps all children on the autism spectrum. Honestly, it helps every single human on the earth. I just see it as essential for children on the spectrum, and I'll explain why. So I see every spectrum of these bubbles. I will share different ways I've seen these bubbles around children on the spectrum. And again, some people might just see this as someone's aura. They might see it in a different way, but I have the ability, I guess, to see it as a bubble. So one example is Kyler, and I just interviewed his mom. She talked about how helpful this visual was for her and her son. I saw him in a very hard bubble, almost impenetrable, and it was floating off of the earth. He definitely was not grounded, and he was super protected, as if he was in his own world. And that is how it seemed to her as well. At the time, we worked on grounding and shielding him. The reason why this is helpful for someone that has an almost impenetrable bubble is by shielding them with a color shield. In episode number 4, I explain about color shields and how I use them to help provide different layers of protection. And in so doing, for a child such as Kyler, who is in this impenetrable bubble, it gave him a sense of protection in other ways so that I feel like it opened him up to be able to interact more with the world around him because he had these other layers of protection. And I think Nikki would agree that after we did the grounding and shielding, it did help him to be more open. We also worked on cords. So I like to see a heart-to-heart cord with a parent and a child. I also will see it often between siblings and between married people. I actually will see doing sessions like some people have multiple cords to people they don't even know. So that's a whole other episode, cords and appropriate cords and how to work on them. But specifically in this instance with Kyler, we worked on strengthening that heart-to-heart cord. We created a special way for it to penetrate his bubble in a way that felt safe for him, putting in a filter, only the good and none of the bad could travel through that heart-to-heart cord with his mom and with his dad. And this allowed for a deeper connection with Kyler. So the color shield gives a sense of protection so that children with impenetrable bubbles, it allows them to be willing or able to interact more. Sometimes I see children who have damaged bubbles. Sometimes they have big dents in them. Sometimes they have cracks in them. It just depends. Everyone's bubble is sort of different. But again, when I see that, we work on healing that bubble, and then we work on shielding so that they can feel safe to connect in a way that's correct for them. And then some children have bubbles that are almost not even there. They're so permeable that they're feeling everything around them, and they're so overwhelmed by everything that they're feeling that this, again, can cause that desire to disconnect and not interact with the world around them. Or it just puts them into a total state of dysregulation and unable to function. So again, this is where color shielding can be so helpful because it strengthens their protection layers, the emotional, the physical, the relational, etc. Grounding is also helpful because for the example of Nikki and her son Kyler, his bubble was above the earth. It was not touching the earth at all. And so by working on grounding him, that allowed him to be connected to the earth. It helped him to remember, I am on the earth. Or first off, to even know he was on the earth, and then to remember that. And in episode 3, the grounding episode, I walk through all the steps of how I ground people, clearing any blocks that might prevent them from grounding and helping them to get connected to the earth. With Kyler, if I look at his bubble now, it still isn't on the earth. However, he is able to ground to the earth through the bubble as if he had roots coming out of the bottom of his feet. They go through his bubble into the earth. So he does know he's on the earth. He is here in all four parts of grounding. It allows him to connect through his bubble. So even though it's still, when I look at Kyler's bubble, it's still pretty thick, and he does have this extra level of protection from it, but he also is very interactive with his siblings, with his parents, and probably with some other people. I know my son and him are friends, and so with my son Bryson, they interact really well together. So I think that he's able to sense who is safe to interact with, who sees me, and who is willing to take the time and energy to interact with me, and he's able to interact with them. I sometimes have actually seen bubbles that don't have like a roof or a bottom. This is an interesting situation in which way too much information will come in through their root chakra or in through their crown chakra. I actually had a client that I worked with whose crown chakra kept getting cut open, and his bubble would get cut open at the top also and just not having any protection there. So that was something that I worked on really intentionally to fix, because we all need an aura that surrounds us completely. We all need that protection. And there's just something, I'm not sure why, but every single person that I've worked with on the autism spectrum has something not quite functioning well with their grounding or shielding, or usually both. And it's such a joy to be able to work and help to heal that and then set up the ideal shielding and grounding so that it helps them to be more present on the earth. I will say that also I work with neurotypical people who have shields and grounding that's not functioning well. So it's not only people on the spectrum that I see this with. However, I do see neurotypical people that have very well functioning shields and grounding. So it just seems to be something that I definitely see with, I think, every single one of the children I've worked with on the autism spectrum. That is something very beneficial to address and helps them to be more present. It helps them to feel safer being present here on the earth. If I could only have parents of autistic children do one thing, or I guess two things, it would be to ground and shield every day themselves, as well as ground and shield their child every day. It's easy to do. On this podcast, I have one whole episode on grounding and one on shielding. And on my private podcast, I have a visualization for both, as well as how to ground and shield with a song. So in 33 seconds, you can sing this song each morning with you and your child, and you can both get grounded and shielded in an appropriate and highly functioning way. And it will benefit you and them. Because what happens is, as parents of a child on the spectrum, we are really connected with them. We feel so much love and desire to protect them, to help them, that often our energies are intermeshed, and it can be tricky because then you might be feeling their feelings and they might be feeling your feelings. And it's actually each uniquely feel your own feelings, and then you can support each other through that. Hence, grounding and shielding every day. Trust me, do it and it will bless you. And if you're worried that you need extra help with your grounding or shielding, you can reach out And that's definitely something that I do for my clients, is grounding and shielding. And for my daily clients, it's something that I do every day for them. Yes, it's something that their parents can do with them. And sometimes they just need a little extra support with that, at least for a while, to get that really good foundation built of a effective grounding and shielding and their bubble to be functioning properly. Thanks for listening today. If you're looking for some extra support, you can dive deeper in my private podcast, which is available to my newsletter subscribers. And if you're interested in signing up for a session with me, go to awesomeautismtools.com. There's a link for both in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a tip or a tool. And I'd love it if you would support me by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. You can take a screenshot or you can share it directly from your podcast app.